Okay, we're back on the air, everyone. And Roxy used to work at a Holiday Inn in... I'm sorry.
Breaking news.
That's not the right number, by the way. I'm looking at the number. It's not the right number.
Oh, there's two of them there, I think.
Well, I said Idaho because I was kidding.
Oh, no, it's this... Oh, whoa. This is South Carolina. Shit.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Mount Pleasant. This is Mashana speaking. How may I be your service today?
Shit, you're South Carolina. Hey, I have a question. Hello?
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to ask, in your rooms, you have, you know, TVs and microwaves or whatever. Do you have, like, RFID tags on those? So if I were to, say, take them out of the room, would you guys know it? Are there any kind of alarms with the TVs?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Oh. Because, okay. So, like, really, I could get a room under a fake name, say, for example, and just kind of walk out with TVs and toasters and stuff, or coffee pots. I need a new iron too.
I don't know. I wouldn't suggest it, but
well, yeah, of course, because you work there. Okay, that's the... Well, actually, I had one other question. Okay. Well, never mind. You're too nice. I'll just call another hotel. Thank you. She's not getting mad.
She was really boring.
She was a very courteous black woman.
She's as courteous as you are when you're announcing that you're going to start harassing them.
I know. I'm going to totally start fucking... Well, how can you be mean to, like, a 97-year-old lady who has a fucked-up grandson?
She didn't sound very surprised, though. Uh-oh.
No, she's just like, oh, yeah, he's fucking up again.
This is not the one I used to work at, by the way.
That's the only one there.
Didn't you work for a company?
Hello?
Hi, how may I help you?
Oh, hi. I can barely hear you, though.
Is that better?
Barely, but I just had a question. Like, I wanted to know, like, do you have continental breakfast there?
We have a full hot breakfast.
Oh, I see. And how do you ensure that it's actual hotel guests that get the breakfast?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
How do you ensure that it's hotel guests, I think he's being a smartass, that get the breakfast? Like theoretically, like, I'm homeless, for example. I mean, yeah, I'm homeless, and I want to, like, what door can I sneak in to get free breakfast where you guys will just think I'm a guest?
I'm sorry, there's no way I can help you.
Hello? Can you speak up?
Speak up, we're on the radio, damn it, motherfucker.
He's gone.
Jeez. I know, I was only saying that because he was gone.
Why don't you do the next one, Roxy?
Yeah, I think...
Didn't you work for a company that started with W? Why don't we call them?
Yeah, it was a call center, it wasn't really a hotel.
What was it? Weston?
Sure.
It might have been. Holy shit, sure. T-Bone's here. Awesome.
What?
Oh my god, it's T-Bone.
In Tiny Chat?
I got him to join.
Oh my
Maybe
god.
Maybe we can get him on Ustream so he can hear us.
Well, he can log into cactiradio.com.
Roxy, could you either ask them about RFID tags or Continental Breakfast?
Okay.
Do it.
I think the Ustream...
Thank you for calling the Western Gatorade. This is the one I'm issue.
Hi, I'm going to be staying there in about a week. Mm-hmm. And do you guys have a continental breakfast?
We don't have a continental breakfast. We don't.
That's okay. You can make up for it. Do you guys have those RFID tags on stuff, like on TVs and hair dryers? Like, you know, like when you steal something from a store, it has an RFID tag on it, it'll make an alarm go off.
No, I don't think we have that.
Because, see, I'm afraid of the radiation from the RFID tag. That's why I'm asking.
So, okay. You
don't have any of those little stickers?
I'm pretty sure we would have that.
Okay.
When you stop by the stop, by the front desk, just let them know. And I'm pretty sure we probably have some. So.
Okay. Okay. So maybe, like, if they do have RFID tags, they can remove them. Because, see, I might, when I stay there next week, I might accidentally walk out with a TV. And I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
It's happened before, where I accidentally walked out with, like, a TV and a hairdryer and some towels and... Mm-hmm. Accidentally, totally.
Yeah. Let me let you go ahead and talk to the front desk about that. So, let me...
Oh, okay.
You, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
.com/store to...
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you for calling the front desk. Can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm going to be staying there next week, and I was wondering if you had those RFID tags attached to stuff. It's like a sticker with little stuff in it, and I just don't want the radiation. I was just wondering if you have those.
The what again? I'm sorry. I didn't catch you.
Okay, do you know what an RFID...
What kind of sticker?
Yeah, do you know what an RFID tag is? Can you Google it or something, and I'll hold...
RFID.
Yeah, go Google it. I'll wait.
Yes, is it RFID?
Yes.
A couple of the ways that we help you recall.
Call it a security tag.
Just know what it is.
Weston.com/workout to learn more.
Call it a security tag so she knows.
She's actually
located
Googling it.
Within the Galleria Dallas.
Should have told you that you were a kleptomaniac.
The Weston Galleria Dallas offers a world of activities right outside your door.
Oh, my God.
The 200-plus shops, restaurants, and attractions of Galleria Dallas are right next door.
Oh,
and everything
this is at the Galleria?
Rodeo to the 6th floor museum at
Roxy,
Union
say you're a klepto, and you just don't want any trouble when you steal something. Like, you don't want to put up with their bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know why she actually Googled it.
Developed
Googling.
In partnership with Chef Scott Gottlich and Gina Gottlich.
Because she has nothing better to do.
Founders of the acclaimed Bijou restaurant, the second
you sound
floor
like that movie guy.
Its location in the hotel, the second
Who?
Floor.
Movie preview
the second
guy.
The floor's cozy dining area is completely enclosed
when you
in
have
glass,
nowhere to go.
Featuring an ethanol-burning fireplace to create an inviting, relaxing ambiance. The restaurant's a la carte menu will feature a distinctive and creative spin on contemporary cuisine.
We're promoting
as well
for
as
the Westin.
Cocktails and unique liquors. Perfect.
And remember, cacti listeners, when you stay at another city, when you're on vacation,
can also experience the
always stay at the Westin.
Talents of our signature chefs from the second
when you stay
Bistro
in Dallas, visit me or stalk me. Okay, really?
When you're visiting Roxy for an elect affair.
Nourish the soul.
She just all over Wikipedia.
Yeah, I don't know if she understood what I was asking her to do.
She was on Wikipedia.
Give me the front desk immediately. Now. Do it.
Hurry the fuck up. Front desk?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Oh, she hung up.
You just scared her.
They're all asking.
Fucker.
Ask nicely.
Okay, I will.
With cuss words.
No.
Weston Galleria, this is Tawana.
Hello, ma'am. Will you please connect me with the front desk?
My pleasure.
Pretty please. Thank you. Good day.
690.
Chip.
Hurry the fuck up.
She appreciated the pretty.
Okay, I'm going to ask this lady.
Good evening, front desk.
Hi, I was wondering if you had those RFID tags on your electronics in the hotel, because they give off a radiation. I'm scared.
That's what we are looking for. I don't know what...
Okay, do you speak English?
I thought,
Or Mexican?
Just,
Security tag. Nobody knows what RFID...
Do you speak Mexican?
Just a minute, okay? Hold on, listen.
Okay.
Nobody in the world knows what RFID
American
means.
American Girl Boutique and Bistro is located at the Galleria Dallas. The latest American Girl store welcomes
I went ice
the
skating at the Galleria once. I went ice skating at the Galleria.
The
it was fun.
Features casual dining, a delicious dessert bar.
Good for you.
I used to hang out in the Galleria. I remember that mall.
Really?
Yep.
It was the best date ever. He took me ice skating.
The thing I remember most about it.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, we are not away at the front desk here. Maybe you want to talk to security? I transfer that to you.
Yeah, let
okay?
me talk to security. Thank you.
Okay, hold on, please.
Oh, that
security
was
busted.
Hey, Roxy, can you just say you're a klepto? And security tag.
What?
Damn it. Security tag. Security tag.
Security, Gary speaking.
What? I don't understand. Hold on. Okay, well, you know those security tags that they stick on the stuff at stores so you don't steal stuff? Well, I'm wondering if you guys have security tags on your electronics, because I don't want to accidentally steal a TV and get in trouble. They transferred to you guys.
Do we have security tags on our electronics here at the hotel?
Yeah, like those security tags that will go off if I try to accidentally steal something.
The things here are going to be tagged, yes.
Oh, really? Can I request that they be taken off because I'm afraid of the radiation? It will kill me.
I don't believe we're going to... When do you need that done?
I'm going to be staying there next week. I want you to remove all the tags from the electronics so I don't die. Please.
You're staying here. What's your name?
My name is Stacy.
What's your last name?
Silverman. We're getting really personal here, sir.
Well, I have to look it up. Do you have a reservation for next week?
Yeah, I do, but it's not under my name.
What's
idiot.
The name on the reservation?
You're being a jerk, you know that? You're being a real jerk hole right now. I really don't appreciate it.
I'm trying to help you. I can't go and take them all off unless I...
Well, I just want a fucking TV, okay? That's all I want to do is steal your damn TV, and you're being difficult. Just fucking remove the tags. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Give us a call back. We'll take a look at it.
No, I'm not going to fucking call you back, ass bunch. What a dick.
That's awesome.
He was going to remove the security tags if I had it correct.
Do you guys want to face an update?
We need to go on Twitter and see if anyone has posted about them staying at the West End and get their name and say that's who we are.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, what's the Jason update?
Okay, Dave just called me and I put it on mute. That's some awesome music. And I guess Jason fucking went over to his office and knocked on the door. And he was like, what's up? And he goes, you motherfuckers are prank calling me. You fucking told them fuckers my goddamn number. And he's like flipping out right now.
Oh, shit.
Dave, well, actually, we're not live, so I can say his real name. But his landlord.
We're live.
No, we are.
He was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, motherfuckers, you told him that my fucking phone number and those fuckers ruined my life. And he's like screaming and he slammed the door and freaking
okay.
flipping out mad right now.
You should call Dave right now so we can hear this going on.
Dave? You mean Jason?
No, call Dave so we can hear it going on.
You know we're live, right, Haywood?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but he gave out his name earlier.
No, he didn't. It's a fake name.
I know, he said Dave earlier.
It's Dave.
Oh.
But yeah, I'll text him again really quick. But yeah, I guess Jason was just flipping out. He's like, you gave my number!
But, okay, do you think Jason was listening to the show?
No.
Because if he monitors your Facebook, he would know that you're going to do a show about Jason Heckathorn tonight.
I didn't add that fag to my Facebook.
Oh.
Well, actually, I tried. Remember that one night? We both tried.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess it's a good thing he denied it.
But couldn't you... Wait, I forget what thought I was trying to make.
Something about Facebook.
No, I mean, like...
I think he got the prank calls and he put two and two together.
Yeah, well, I mean, but can't strangers see your Facebook that are not your friends? Your wall?
No.
Okay.
I got it pretty well locked down.
I see.
I have a serious question.
But maybe you have a mutual friend, and they told Jason what you said.
Maybe. That'd be cool, but I don't think so. You never know. It's a small town.
What if he'd been a caller during our show?
Oh, that would have been so awesome.
He blocked me.
Blocked me. The only mutual friend we had, he deleted her and blocked her.
Hey, California.
What's up, G?
Hello.
Yeah, they can view your Facebook wall. They just have to, your privacy settings have to be crappy, and you have to be dumb and lame.
Yeah, I think my wall posts are private. I think the only thing you can see is my ugly ass mug and my name.
Oh, wait, I got the perfect idea.
That is unfortunate for him, yeah.
I think he thinks the internet is made out of a series of tubes.
He struggles with the internet.
Isn't it?
Well, it's definitely not a big truck, I can tell you that.
Jason struggles with the internet. He wants to be a hacker, but he can't even install a Linux sendmail server.
I just did a search on openbook.org for the word hackathon.
Kind of person who uses a Mac, just like has no clue.
Yeah, but there was
Jason thinks MP3 is a boy brand.
He tries to be a hacker. I'll give him that. He can't even be a script kiddie. Pretty sad.
Thank you.
Well, he did really good at removing all the posts from Google, so that's good.
So well, yeah.
He's good at calling people up and freaking out at them. Should I try Jason again right now?
We should. Why not?
He's not going to answer. He's doing the right thing and not answering.
Yeah,
I know. Don't you hate it when he does that?
Hey, wouldn't it be crazy if he just happened to be a listener?
Shit, I tell you.
Oh, like he's been listening
and
every
he was
week?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Smith. I'm a huge fan. I could call him with that. PNA, California. Right, guys?
That's what we're doing.
Hello?
Yeah, leave him a message.
What should we say? I think
this
someone
is the
that's
PLA.
Someone that's not me should say
somebody
the message.
Improvise.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
You guys talk.
9 9 9 8 7 0 4 0 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
Roxy.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Roxy, do it.
Hi, Jason. I saw your ad on Craigslist for 14-year-old girl pictures. I happen to be a 14-year-old girl, so if you can, go look up my pictures. You just Google Tub Girl. That's me. Love you.
He's typing it up right now.
Love everybody.
Awesome. Score!
Oh, he's beating his score.
Thanks, random tip.
That's great. Now he knows it's us.
Oh, my God. You guys... I just looked at the logs for the Cacti Radio Shoutcast stream, and it shows that 5 people from Jason's area is logged in right now. So he's got to be one of them.
Oh, shit. Dun, dun, dun.
Logging on. Dave and several of the friends from his apartment complex were going to log on and listen because they all hate him.
Well, all that was just a lie. I just wanted to,
five. He's got, five... buff guys behind him. We're gonna beat up that fucker.
I wasn't really looking at logs. I just wanted to think about how Jason would feel if he heard that on the air. Frantically disconnected.
Hey, Mick, why are you whispering?
It was a trick.
Why are you whispering?
I'm not whispering.
Why are
you
red? Huh?
What?
I'm not even whispering.
I don't know. Ask Link.
Did I tell you I have a new guy that we should prank call?
Yay!
Who's that?
But I have to get his name and number.
I thought you were gonna say you had to get his permission.
He has to call him real quick.
He's the guy that used to live next to me. He's the most short-tempered guy. He might be the next Curtis or that reason.
He has to be polite like Haywood.
He's nowhere near polite. He's a freaking... He's a really short fuse. It'll be awesome. I'll get his name and number and we'll get some more content.
That'll be awesome.
Here, man.
Oh, crap. Yeah, he was making a lot of noise. I hung up on that guy. Sorry, person.
They're all persons to you.
I'm just another person in this game of life.
We're all persons.
Just another Mildred Mundane.
Did she really die?
Yeah.
Yes. But then we found another one. Yeah.
She got Mildred
2.0.
We found one that sounded exactly the same.
That's good.
That was the best episode ever.
Yeah, well, I like that episode.
Did you guys hear the call that I was in? I don't know. If you guys didn't hear it, go to the Fun Show Facebook. OMG. Oh my god, hacks.net.
Look at you dropping plugs.
By the way, everyone, facebook.com/thesamantha.
Yeah, where is Samantha?
She might have got mad at me. I kept hanging up on her.
I love Samantha.
Yeah, me too. It's just, I don't know. There were problems.
There were problems.
There were problems.
Roxy.
Sounds like a relationship.
Roxy, when are you going to fly up to Oregon and do the geeky karaoke?
Oh, God. When I can get a ticket?
If you make it there before I do, that'll be sad, though, because I'm very close and I've tried.
Well, I see pictures about it, and I've actually... holy shit.
Who made all
I've RSVP'd on Facebook before, but I didn't show up, obviously.
Why'd you RSVP?
Because it showed up on Facebook, and I was allowed to, so I did it.
Huh. Good deal.
I don't know. Somehow you can RSVP to your friends' events, which is really stupid. It's okay.
That's so stupid.
Anyway.
I've got to go to the next one, because I keep telling Arby I'm going to go, and then I end up busy, and if I do that too many times, he's going to Curtis me.
Guys, one time I saw on my Facebook this invite to this event, and I went ahead and like said yes, and it ended up I wasn't really invited.
Oh, it was just a
suggestion. No, it was a party.
Hello?
Gangbang's still a party.
Hello?
Hello.
I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
Yes, who is this?
Well, who are you?
You just called the Holiday Inn Express.
Why are you so quiet? What's all the background noise?
Can I help you with something?
At your house, Roxy?
It's all the RFID tags they have there. Creating interference.
No, it's not me.
Ma'am?
It's not me.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, wow, it all stopped. We need to know if you have your TVs tagged, like, for security. Like, when, you know, a TV is taken out of the room, will you guys be alerted? Ma'am?
We're worried about our safety because RFID tags aren't healthy. Oh, she hung up.
Link got disconnected.
You gotta act all concerned and then say accidentally steal a TV.
I totally want to do one. Should I do an accent?
Sure, yeah.
Should I do
please.
My... I am an idiot, not I work at Intel.
Link.
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Hello, is this the Holiday Inn?
Yes, Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, Holiday Inn Express. What is the difference?
Well, the Holiday Inn Airport, they're not a Holiday Inn anymore. They lost their name.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was wondering is, do you have the RFID tags on the television and the VCRs?
Why would you call the night auditor with that question?
Oh, I am not sure exactly who I called, but what I am concerned about is whether or not you have the RFID tags on the TVs and the VCRs.
You need to call day management and corporate when you want questions like that.
Ma'am, why are you getting impatient with me? I am just trying to ask a simple question. I am customer. I am customer. Hello?
Oh, she's gone now.
And there she goes.
Bitch! God, she's fucking racist. It's ridiculous. Aren't you mad, Roxy?
That has nothing to do with me.
RFID tags.
Hello? Did you hang up on me because I am brown?
What? Stop calling really here. Forget, I'll
because
see
I'm
you.
Very angry right Stop now. I'm very calling. Upset right now. I am feeling like I am being discriminated against in a very bad way. This is bullshit. I don't know why. I'm just trying to ask a simple question. I'm sorry. I'm very upset.
Hello, ma'am. Can you connect us to room 2002, please?
Please.
It's really going to fucking work now.
Hurry the fuck up.
I think she's on to us.
Are you wearing an American flag t-shirt right now?
I'm calling. Can you break all your windows?
I have nothing to do with September 11th. Nothing at all.
Break your windows and throw out your TV. There is a gas leak.
Dude, I don't think it's working.
I don't think so either.
Dude, you're not even on Brad's Facebook.
Who, me?
Yes, I am.
Who's not?
Did you block me? What the hell? I can't find you. You don't even show up.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Holy Badminton. This is where I'm helping you.
Oh, it is so great to hear one of my own people. Hello. What is your name?
Waco.
Waco?
Yes, sir.
Very, very interesting. I like that. What I was calling about, I was calling earlier, and this crazy Sarah Palin voting white woman called, and she's like, and she's very mad. I don't know why. All I wanted to know is there the RFID tags on the television and on the VCR in the room?
Yes, there is.
There is. Is there any way that I could get that removed? Anyway. Because I'll tell you why. Let me explain why first, before you panic. What it is I am very afraid of the radiation that comes from the RFID tags, and I do not want to be having my health compromised by these tags. Right? You get what I am saying. Right? I mean, the tags, they give off the radiation, and I don't want this filthy American radiation in my bloodstream. Right? Right? You get what I'm saying, right? Can you still hear me? I am very glad to be talking to one of my own, and I'm very concerned with your silence.
He really is not. Maybe the Taliban got him.
Hello?
He's gone, dude.
You cocksucker! You're one of them! God damn it, they have gotten to you, brother.
So, Arby, whose accent is better, Rappy or Haywood?
Haywood has an accent?
That was Haywood the whole time.
Oh, the accent, yeah. I don't know. I think Rappy.
Are you high? Are you okay?
No, I think I think Rappy wins that contest. I'm sure, but I mean, Haywood is still pretty awesome.
I thought for sure if I got an Indian guy in there, who'd take me seriously.
You're just saying that because you want to suck Rappy's dick. That's all.
Yeah, and I get to suck Haywood's dick all the time, so I don't care about that.
It's small, so it doesn't choke him. It's cool. I mean, that's huge. That's what I meant.
Haywood, you're not on my Facebook. You're on my fake Facebook, but not my real one. I can't find you, and you blocked me, and I hate you.
Whatever. You were on my Facebook like a year ago.
Yeah, but something... No, you deleted me, and you blocked me, obviously.
So full of shit.
Obviously.
Why don't you add me again? How do you...
I can't find you. Good. Are you one of Brad's friends?
I sent you a link.
Oh, God.
I sent you a link to his profile.
When?
Earlier today.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. Hold on. Let me see if I can view it while I'm logged into my actual Facebook. Ah, there you are. God. I just added you.
Yay.
God, you look like my ex-husband.
Thank you for choosing Holiday Inn Denver Central. This is Ken. How can I help you?
Oh, do you have continental breakfast there?
No, we don't have a continental breakfast.
Oh, I see.
We have a full-service restaurant.
Okay, I also had a question about the rooms.
Uh-huh.
And I need to know if your TVs in the rooms are equipped with any sort of device or tag that will let you guys know when we're trying to secretly take it out of the hotel in the middle of the night.
They're locked to the desk.
Yeah, but we have tools that will unlock them. You know, we have wrenches and stuff.
Yeah, that's why we get a credit card. And should you decide you wanted to take the TV, we'll just charge you and then you'll have paid for it.
Oh, we're going to pay cash, though.
Yeah, we won't take just cash. We always get a credit card, no matter
what. Well, the credit card I have is a prepaid card I got from 7-Eleven, and it only has $10 on it.
Okay, yeah, well, it'll have your name, and with that, we are, we're in cahoots with the Denver Police Department, so if something were to come up stolen, we would find you.
Yeah, but it's a fake ID. I have a fake ID. Yeah. It's not my real name.
Well,
so
we also have you checking in on camera, so we find you. Hotels have a way of finding people who steal things.
I've got a mask on that has somebody else's face.
Well, if you checked in with the mask, as soon as you walked in the door, I'd call the police on you. And, we do have armed security here 7 days a week, so good luck walking in with the mask.
Does your security also have legs?
Yeah, they have legs. They like to walk on them.
Because you said they were armed. I didn't know if they were also legged.
I'm glad you guys are making me laugh today, but they're armed with a gun and mace and handcuffs and stuff like that. So they're
going to shoot us, blind us, and arrest us for asking if we could steal a TV.
What if we're invincible and the bullets don't hurt us?
That is so kinky. I'm in such a mood tonight.
We're all Kryptonians.
Handcuffs? Well, if you
come,
mace?
The only thing they're going to shoot you is if you come in the hotel with a mask on.
Will they handcuff me if I ask them nicely?
It's like a latex mask.
They might handcuff you if you ask nicely, they will handcuff you.
It's a latex mask that looks like a real human, so you won't know that it's there.
Will you shoot me if I dress as Frankenstein?
Yes, they probably will shoot me.
And I wouldn't be able to get very far because I do walk with a limp like the character.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, could I file a lawsuit? If you're attacking crippled people for asking to steal a TV, dress up as Frankenstein.
Yeah, as soon as you walked in the door dressed up as Frankenstein, I'd call security.
You sound cute.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm not. I weigh 800 pounds and I'm 6 inches
or 10 inches?
Usually you guys are really athletic.
Oh, well, I'm Asian.
So you must be very smart then.
Yeah, you're probably super at math, right?
Math. Yeah. I'm
can you
really
do my? I have
math.
A paper due tomorrow. Can you type it up for me?
I can't. Well, I can for a fee if you pay me.
Or did you lose your hands or something?
Because
you seem to come
hands?
Up with a counterpoint every time we ask for something.
Wait, I have a serious question.
Okay.
If I ask you nicely, will you handcuff me and spray mace in my face? It's so kinky. I love it.
It's a serious question, sir.
Unfortunately, I can't do that.
Why are you laughing at me? It's not funny. It's the only way I can get off. Fucking jerk.
Really fun people that call that make our night really fun. So thank you for making me laugh.
Yes, serious are people, they? Sir.
I would
She's
not
skinny.
Yeah, I wouldn't spray
mace. Dude, I'm really fucking hot. So. Come on, you're 800 pounds and you won't handcuff and spray mace in my face?
Yeah, but
God.
I'm a good fishing guy and I wouldn't
Help
do that.
Help a sister out.
So.
Help a sister out. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there's plenty of cowboys here that you can find and I'm pretty sure they
I
would.
Don't like cowboys. I like baseball players.
They usually like men.
Huh? You like who?
Baseball players.
Oh, okay, well, I'm not a baseball player. I can find you a baseball player, though.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure there's a baseball player staying in the hotel somewhere.
Guys, I think I'm going to keep this guy's number.
This sounds like the hottest cosplay convention ever.
Yeah, it's amazing. Everyone
jacking it right now.
Yeah, cool. Well, should you guys decide you want to check in, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all right?
Yeah, can I resume? Can I reserve room 203? We're going to set up a little, we're going to bring in cameras and stuff. This will be our little base of operations. We're going to have an illegal hotel security, shoot, whip, chain, handcuff site. And we want your hotel. And you've met our criteria.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and reserve that room for you, and then you guys can just come check in whenever you want, okay?
Oh, hey, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Can you transfer me to room 205?
Do you know the person in 205?
Not
Bob
yet.
Definitely.
I can't transfer you to someone's room, though, if you don't
But he gave me a note, and it said, please call me, room 205.
Oh, what's the lady that's in room 205?
Well, apparently not.
She's got some company
I
tonight.
I do that only because, you know, that person would be very angry if I did.
Well, that's kind of the point.
No, that
But I'd feel really bad to wake someone up and, you know, they have to go to work in the morning and...
But you wouldn't. But you wouldn't hesitate to shoot us if we asked about stealing a TV.
No, if you, I said
you got some messed up morals, buddy.
No, if you walked in with the mask on, we'd shoot you.
What if I just came back from a party and I still had my mask on?
Yeah,
so
like
mean.
If I came in dressed up as. If I came up there dressed up like the devil, I would understand. But you know, I'm going to be Sailor Moon tomorrow. And would you really shoot a guy dressed up as Sailor Moon?
Well, I love Sailor Moon, so I'd have to. I don't know. I'd probably shoot you, yes, because you're like Sailor Moon.
What is your least favorite Sailor Scout?
My what?
Your least favorite Sailor Scout. I am, of course, talking about the TV show Sailor Moon. Because we're casting for Sailor Jupiter right now.
Oh, God. I haven't watched Sailor Moon since I was like 10. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I don't even know all the Sailor Scouts anymore. Just know Sailor Moon.
Oh, really?
Tuxedo Mask.
Yeah, we're casting for Sailor Jupiter, and we need an 800-pound Asian black man with no hands that will shoot anybody for the part. And you've won our contest.
I'm not black at all.
You won the prize, sir.
You are now Sailor Jupiter. Cast lightning.
Oh, cool. Nice. I get a nice outfit in the tiara.
You guys know way too much about Sailor Moon. This is gay. Way too gay for me.
Cool. Well,
by the way, right. Do you have continental breakfast there?
We have a full-service restaurant.
Did you say you didn't have any in the beginning?
No, we don't have continental breakfast. We have a full-service restaurant.
Sir? Oh, really? Can I make an order?
Is that like a Craigslist full service? Or just... You know what I'm talking about.
No, it's just like, you know, they have waiters and waitresses and people that'll bring you your food and, you know... All that good stuff.
Hey, Jen wants to be Sailor Jupiter, so you lost your part, dude. I'm sorry.
Dang, that sucks. Well, I'll still support and go watch the movie, okay?
Okay.
They have a movie coming out?
I guess.
Brad Pitt as Sailor Moon.
Cool. Well, unfortunately, I have to get back to work before I get fired, but...
Okay. Fight the man.
Have a wonderful night.
Fight the man.
Give your boss a big kiss for me.
Alrighty, you guys have a great night.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Toodles.
You do that way too well.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was
Fractal
weird.
Should call in.
I think people have been calling in. I haven't noticed.
Fractal is my virtual protector.
I called in earlier and left the gay voicemail.
Hello.
Glad to be back on.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I'm doing rather fine.
Wouldn't it be super meta if this was a prank call?
If what was a prank call?
This call where I'm calling you. It'd be so meta. Hey, is your refrigerator running?
Oh, shit.
Bring it out.
I just got real.
How is that? He spoofed his ID, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Crafty.
He's a hacksaw.
Thank you for calling
the Holiday Inn Country Club Plaza. For reservations, press 1. For group sales,
we're
press
2. We're just endorsing a bunch of Holiday Inns right now.
Press 3. For accounting, press 4.
They're so hostile,
for maintenance, press 5. For housekeeping and lost and found, press
2. That's a goddamn number.
To speak with a... Please hold.
Housekeeping. You'll get an angry black person.
Oh, shit.
I can't Holiday Inn. It's or the Mexican PLA made. Hotel of Mexican choice. Made.
Good evening, front desk.
We gonna find you. We gonna find you. So run and tell that. Run and tell that. Homeboy.
You want CBKB?
You have 30 seconds to finish the lyric. Starting now.
Ding, ding.
Come on, caller. Finish up the lyric and you win paint chips. Only from K105 FM. Nowhere, California. You still there?
Hello?
6 inches or 10 inches?
Hello?
6 inches or 10 inches, sweetie.
6'10".
10 inches? I'm hung like a raisin, darling. So it's like a yin and yang. Like salt and pepper. You could be pepper.
Did he hang up?
I don't know.
I didn't know what to say, guys. I didn't know. I was going to sing that song during the previous call when he was talking about how he was going to find us.
Run and tell that.
But I didn't want to
homeboy
interrupt. We should just call people with rappy lyrics.
Ooh.
Just start saying rappy lyrics.
Challenge accepted.
Let's do it. Which one?
Yes.
I can look up rappy lyrics right now.
No, you have to know them.
Well, I'm going to do Fanny Pack.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
It's a great night here at the Holiday Inn, Kansas City Northeast. This is Susan. Happy to help you.
Oh, hi, Susan. I walk around town with my fanny pack. You know, I've got it on when you hear the snap of the buckle around my waist.
Excuse me?
And now my fanny pack is in your face. And it's stretchy. My fanny pack is on. My fanny pack is on. My pants are sagging. Let's hop on the fanny pack bandwagon. I wear my fanny pack to the side because it's cool.
Okay.
Some people hate my fanny pack and they need to relax. What's this you want? To get in a duel? Because my fanny pack rules the school? Because my fanny pack is really cool? Or just because you're a fanny pack fool?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. Man. I don't have a fanny pack.
Hello, man. This is Wildman from KFAR. 107.8 in the Valley. How are you?
I'm good.
We're right now, we're playing the Finish the Song contest, and we are playing a new countrywide hit. It's called Fanny Pack, and if you can finish the lyric in 10 seconds, then you win a brand new bucket of paint chips.
No, I don't think I would know that, though. Sorry, thanks.
My fanny pack.
How about Boots and Boys?
My fanny pack is fanny pack past.
Oh, she hung up.
She hung up.
They'll finish the lyric show.
Okay, I'll finish anyway. Everybody tells me that my fanny pack rules. Okay.
Yeah.
How about diarrhea squirting on your face? That's a good one.
I don't like those gross songs. I'm a Christian.
In each video, he looks like he has less hair and less hair.
Oh, don't diss Rappy. Rappy is going to marry me at DEF CON.
But no, like, I wouldn't have it any other way because that is Rappy and that's his own thing. And I love all his songs.
He's not going to marry me. I meant, like, he's going to sleep on the floor with me. We're going to be bums.
Oh, really?
At Def Con.
That's in Vegas, right? I just came from there.
Yeah, you should go back, like, first week in August.
No, I didn't mean came as in fly. I mean came as in, like, you know.
Why did you do that?
I shot it over 20 miles, and it went in there.
That's crazy.
Drunch.
Okay, so somebody else do like some other lyrics.
Thank you for calling. Right. St. Louis Airport.
Hello, sir.
Yes, Holiday Inn St. Louis Airport.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about this brand new way, totally radical,
call is
powerful,
now being recorded.
Magical. Sir, hello? Hello? Where did that thing come from?
Hello, sir?
That's crazy.
It came from the 505 spoofed number.
What a jerk.
My fanny pack rules.
He's backtracing us.
Consequences are never going to be the same.
Call he has a reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Okay, nobody interrupted the freaking...
He's been pranked called before.
No, it wasn't him.
I'm going to put up with it.
It was the 505 guy that did that.
Oh, bastard.
No, it wasn't.
Because I saw it.
Hi, I'm here to tell you it's about this brand new way, totally radical, powerfully magical dance that's drastically fantastic and gymnastically elastic. Sir, hello?
Yes,
it's the dance to end all dances. You dance and if your mind's expanded... This way cool dance you gotta try. Hello?
If they're not interested, thank you.
That's the dance that I danced till the day I... Did he leave?
Curl in a ball. Grab your ankle.
Maybe
it's
just
a lick
start
your own butthole party dance.
Maybe just start with the chorus.
Should
yeah, I'll do that.
Call it like geek voice?
I'll do the next one. I'll do the lick your own butthole.
Yeah, do it,
chorus.
Do it.
As the gay, not the gay dude. I don't know.
Start with curl in a ball.
Curl in a ball, darling. You silly ass. Curl in a ball. Grab your ankle.
Okay, here it goes.
Your own asshole.
Stretch out your back till your vertebrae crack.
Yeah, I forgot that part. Thank you.
Bend your left knee. Leverage is key.
Holiday Inn Airport West, this is Brent, may I help you?
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hi, I need to tell you, I need to relay a message to the manager.
Okay,
do you have a pen? Write this down.
Don't get me wrong, I'm all set up to do that anytime somebody calls.
Thank you, you're very well prepared. Okay.
And what manager are we talking about, by the way?
The manager, the head honcho.
Okay, I'm not going to see him, so I'm going to be leaving him a message because he doesn't come in until after I leave.
All right. Thank you, darling. Write this down. Curl
yes,
in
I
a
am.
Ball. Curl in a ball. Grab your ankles. Leverage is key. It's the lick your own asshole party dance. Sorry, I fucked that up.
You got it all wrong, dude.
I know. I got nervous.
He's always ready with a pen, though.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Let's call someone else. Call, like, random, just random.
Holiday Inns. In which city?
Yeah. I'm a gangster. Any city. Do, do like, a gangster city.
Oh, okay.
Compton, California.
Do you think there's a Holiday Inn in Compton?
There has to be.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
It might be an express, but...
West East Oakland? Isn't that like a gangster town?
East Oakland? Yeah, it's Northern California. There's some gangsters up there.
Okay.
Because there's this guy in IRC that keeps talking about how he's from East Oakland. And he's so gangster.
Hey, I'm from Oregon and I'm fairly gangster. I mean, really, people don't acknowledge it, but I'm incredibly gangster. Just the other day, I took an extra set of napkins from Wendy's. I mean, I didn't even, you know, I didn't even care who was looking. I just took it.
Yeah, sometimes I steal crackers.
Oh, I do that too. Sometimes I take like three or four when you're only supposed to take two.
Yeah,
no, the
yeah,
other
yeah.
day.
I'm a hard motherfucker. I won't lie to you guys. I'm a hard motherfucker.
You know, I'm also a gangster straight up G, because yesterday I was talking to Reginald, my butler, and I was tying the shoes, and I tied up the left one instead of the right on my yacht. I am so street smart.
Yes, you sound very street to me.
You should do that voice.
Can I help you?
Hello? Hello?
I'm not there.
Hi, who am I calling?
This is the Holiday Inn Express.
Hi, I've got the Rat Patrol on my Gat Patrol, okay? Foes that want to make sure my casket's closed, you know what I'm saying? Rap critics say he's money cash owes, but I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? Well... 99 problems, but the bitch ain't one. You know? You have a girl problems. I feel bad for you, son. Hello? Hello?
I'll try another.
Newark, New Jersey is apparently a gangster town.
Holy shit.
I think any of my accents are fooling anybody tonight.
Okay. Okay. Haywood. Yes. It's,
Good evening, Holiday Inn, Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh.
Hello, yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
Oh, I just wanted you to know that I've got the Rat Patrol on the Gat Patrol, okay? Foes that want to make sure my gasket's closed. Rap critics say, he's got money cash hoes, but I'm from the hood, stupid.
See, nobody's
following. You sound like Tom Likas right now.
You should just drop the bitch off and get a freaking abortion.
It does sound like Tom Likas a little bit.
No, the lyrics I think would be funny. I also don't like white people. You shouldn't too, and don't get me started about the Jews.
Is that part of the lyrics? I just brought up the lyrics from the 99 Problems.
No, these are lyrics from I'm a Gangster, Rappy McRapperson.
Yeah,
let's do that.
I'm a gangster, I'm a straight up G. The gangster life is a life for me. Shooting people by day, selling drugs. Never mind.
Even auto completes in Google.
Google it. Don't get me started about the Jews. Oh shit, it's 1:30 a.m.
Pick the fuck up.
Oh shit.
Holiday Inn, can I help you?
Hello?
Hey, hello?
Yes, I would like to leave a note for the manager.
Okay, sir.
Alright, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Alright, write this down.
Mm-hmm.
Curl in a ball, grab your ankles, stretch out your back till your vertebrae cracks. Bend your left knee, leverage is key, fight the Gorlax, it's the lick your own butthole party dance. Do you have that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Can you read that back to me?
I can't.
You cannot? Why
no.
not? Is it against your religion?
Yes.
You cannot eat pork and you cannot read back notes. Hello? Sir. He flew away in his carpet. Racist gay dude. Haters be hating.
Yeah.
These are some awesome lyrics. Don't player hate me, player hate someone else.
Oh, he's fantastic. Gone.
I had to redeem myself for that last one. For that last call I made. Forgot the lyrics.
That was crazy.
Get someone to type it into Google.
So, you want to call someone? I'll actually do the gangster lyrics, unlike anybody else.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
Good morning, Hardy. So, this is Fiona. How may I assist you?
Oh, hi. Hey, I'm a gangster. I'm a straight up G. The gangster life is life for me.
Sorry, ma'am. How may I help you?
I also don't like white people. You shouldn't do, and don't get me started about the Jews.
Enjoyment. Whether it's an early break.
What?
Yes.
Getting transferred.
Busted.
I hope it's a manager. I know exactly.
Probably high in an alley or something.
I paused like they need to answer me.
Don't you have a manager like you didn't really like that you want to fuck with?
Not really.
They'd probably know your voice anyway.
Yeah, I have a unique voice. Oh, come the fuck on. I'm rolling on dubs. Iced out like hockey. They play my song on the radio all day long so people can hear my gangster song. If you just say, like, two lines and then pause like you're waiting for them to say something back, that might work.
I think so. It sounds like a plan.
Maybe.
Fish sticks. What a delicious treat. America, eat.
Whoa.
Gimme, let me have some.
Link. Your phone just exploded.
Holy shit.
What was
sorry,
that?
I hit the microphone. I'm sorry. Hello, what is your name? What's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, may we help you?
What's your name?
My name is Roberta. How may we assist you?
Jane.
Hello? May we help you?
Hello? We're having quite a problem here. Can you, like, speak the fuck up or something?
Have a good day, sir.
You too. That was...
I couldn't even hear her. It sounded like she was on the fucking moon or something.
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
And
we were underwater.
Like in the middle of that?
Link, I think you have a bunch of noise in the background.
Yeah, might work right now.
In Charlotte Airport, Jerome speaking. How can I assist you? Hello?
Yeah, I'm a gangster. I'm a straight up G.
Okay, and your point?
The gangster life is a life for me. I also don't like white people. You shouldn't, too. Aw, damn it. He actually answered me. Brad, you should call him back and ask why he hung up on your wife, because you're mad.
Okay.
Say I was trying to reserve a room.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn. Jerome speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I have a room there, and I walk around town with a stark erection, then gave your mom a yeast infection. And also, are you... Hello? Sir?
Yeah?
I saw the policeman, and I punched him in the eye. To serve and protect, what a lie.
Are you finished?
Well, also, don't like white people. You shouldn't, too. And don't get me started about the Jews.
Your phone exploded again.
Sorry. I'm hitting the microphone. I'm gonna move it. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Brad.
Hmm?
I hate to leave you with this, but I probably should go.
Okay.
Yay.
Aww.
Everybody's gonna start bailing.
Brad, don't. Okay. Everyone listen to my show tomorrow, please. I'm going to ask nicely. And I won't be mean to County Kid. I promise.
You want all of us to listen to your show?
Yes.
No.
Please?
I might.
No. Okay. I definitely will. I no, always do.
No, you don't. Don't lie.
He doesn't. He's lying.
Alright, I love you, Brad. The rest of you, fuck you.
Oh, man, that's hardcore.
You too, yeah, everyone.
I'm I thought kinky. We had a connection, Roxy.
That's hey, I'm wrong. Kinky like that. Bye.
Wrong. Bye.
Bye, Roxy.
Thank you for calling Westgate Myrtle Beach Oceanfront Resort. If you are calling for a guest, please
hold.
Should we just call rooms?
Yeah.
Might be easier.
Because that one was going to let me put a room number in.
Be a nice time to pick up.
I should give up.
Thank you for calling Westgate Myrtle Beach Oceanfront Resort. If you are calling for a guest, please press 0. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 8 at any time during this message. For reservations, press 1. For group sales,
yeah,
press
2. Zero.
For timeshare sales,
please hold.
I already did
that. For
fun in
the water, lounge in our heated lazy river, or out...
Thank you for calling Westgate Myrtle Beach. How may I assist you? Hello?
Hello? I was wondering if it was possible to connect to a room?
For me to do what?
To connect to a room?
Yeah, which room?
Room 2511?
Yeah, my pleasure to connect.
Thank you. Supported by a wide variety...
I just made that.
That'd be crazy if it's real. Hey, Roxy's still there. She lied.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available.
She's trying to hear all the shit we're saying about her when she's gone.
Thank you for calling Westgate Myrtle Beach Oceanfront Resort.
What just
if you are calling for a guest,
this just isn't working out. Hello.
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 Thank you.
Who's going to talk on this one? Who's talking in this one?
Thank you for calling the Hotel Lula. My name is Willie. How can I help you?
Hello. I want to get a room there, but I needed to find out if, like, your TV's in the rooms. Do they have, like, the security tags on them? So, like, you know, if I were to, like, steal one of your TVs, it would... Would you guys be alerted? Or do you think... When does an alarm go off?
Jesus. You put your right on.
What? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, if I rent a room, I'm just trying to find out, if I come in there and I rent a room, does that comes with everything in it, like a bed and some kind of chair and a TV and everything, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and so can someone help me take those with me when I leave, or... Do I have to rent a truck, or do I have to haul them myself, or is someone going
to
help me out?
I'm trying to take something with you. What are you talking about?
Well, if I rent a room, I'm only going to stay there for one night, right? Or maybe two nights. But
the room in there.
Sorry?
You're renting the room. You're not renting the stuff in the room. So you're not purchasing
the right.
stuff in the room.
Right, but I'm not taking, like, the walls, you know. I'm just taking the stuff that's in the room that comes... You said it comes with the TV and the bed and the chair.
That would be
and
stealing.
The sink.
When you rent the room, we take your ID down, and we take your address, and then we report you to the police.
Well, why would you report me to the police for taking something that I purchased?
You didn't purchase it.
I mean, if I don't get the TV... Shut up for a second. If I don't get the TV, what am I paying for?
Hey,
you're the one telling me that I'm paying to not get a TV, okay?
That's all you're paying to do.
Is this some kind of brothel? What kind of sex scheme are you running? What kind of sick joke is this? You're gonna pay me to just sleep in your room. Is that what you're telling me?
And you'll have access to...
And you're not even gonna give me a TV.
While you're staying there. No TV.
So wait, okay. So how much is it per night?
$70. Just
$70. You're gonna pay me $70 a night?
No, you're gonna pay
to watch me sleep there?
I'm gonna
pay $70 a night?
Yes.
Why would I... Okay, this doesn't make sense. Why would I pay $70 a night if I'm not getting the TV, the bed? Do I get the sink? Oh, do I get those little soaps? Is that it?
All you get is peace of mind that you're in a nice, comfortable place with a roof over your head where you can rest and lay your head down.
Well, I could just do that at home, though.
You're right, you could. So if you want
to... So why would I pay you?
$70 a night to do it here.
You're right. This is a terrible business model.
Well, what do you pay at home? Don't you pay a mortgage or rent there?
Yeah, but I have to pay it even if I'm not sleeping there. Your business model is flawed. I'm surprised that you guys are still in business. Honestly, I would get out of that business as soon as possible.
If you didn't stay here tonight, you'd still pay.
It's ridiculous. I know. So why would I pay you at all?
You don't have to, though. You can stay at home if you like.
Why would anyone... What I'm saying is, how does your business model work? Why would anyone pay you? This is a ridiculous scheme. Is this some kind of, like, pyramid scheme where you pay people to get other people to come stay in your hotel, but they don't really stay there? They get other people to come and stay in the rooms? Because it seems like you just got all these rooms and nobody sleeps in them, but everybody's paying for them.
Oh, that's the Motel 6 down the block. They do that there.
I see what you did there. Hey now. Don't disparage the competition. They probably have twice as many rooms that nobody's sleeping in.
They do. And they got flash screen TVs. They're better TVs.
Do you have a dog?
A dog? No, I don't like dogs. I'm a cat person, actually.
Well, fuck you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
I'm going to. Because I have a dog.
Are we done with this conversation or do you want to continue?
I'm through. I was just going to make weird noises until you hung up.
Well, I'm good.
I love you, sir.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, this doesn't look good. This doesn't look good at all.
Holiday Inn Airport West. This is Brett. Can help you?
Shit.
Hello?
I do believe we are getting spammed.
I made a mistake.
Brad,
I'm
sorry. Call everybody.
I didn't mean to.
For front desk, please press 2.
Unintentional.
For the manager on duty.
This is the world. How would you like to reserve
3.
Your room?
For sales and catering, please press 4.
She needs to
for
be quiet.
For accounting, please press 5. For human resources, please press 6. For directions to the hotel in English, please.
It's like she's talking and she's retarded.
I got rid of her.
Hi, thank you for calling Motel 6. My name is Junior. How can I help you today? Hello?
Hello, I was wondering if I could get a room in there.
What was that?
I was wondering if I could get a room.
Yes, we do have rooms available today.
Oh, you do have rooms available?
Uh-huh.
Are the rooms ugly? Are they beautiful? Hello? Fucker.
That wasn't even an insult.
I know.
Oh, he's going to talk to you.
It was going somewhere. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing rather great. That's good to hear.
Rather great. What kind of accent is that?
It's a British accent, sir. I live in the UK, sir. Are you making fun of me? Are you making fun of me? Yeah.
Did I do that?
What the fuck are you doing? Why are you making fun of me?
Anybody. That's not a UK accent, though.
Well, obviously you're making fun of me. You laughed when I said I was from the UK.
Come on, you got to get it better than that. Come on, if you're going to tell me it's a UK accent, at least get it right. Come on now. Give me a break.
What the fuck is your problem? You know?
Oh, you can't even say that right. Come on.
Now listen to me, you bastard. Why are you insulting my friend Cecil over here?
Cecil, huh?
Yeah. Cecil, me and him hang out and go to the pubs. We go to the fucking pubs.
Time permitted for recording your message.
Stupid wanker.
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1.
Harry Potter,
to
Big
to your
Ben.
Message, press 2 on, to erase and re-record. Press 3.
But have you got another call?
What are all these voices I hear in my
for
head?
Holiday
are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
I don't know where it's coming from.
Do you have the control on Skype?
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
That guy was so mad.
Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it works.
Thanks for calling Holiday Inn. Thanks. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to rent a room, please.
Hold one moment.
More music.
Yay.
I feel like I'm on an elevator in the phone.
We offer complimentary high-speed internet access. Our business center and fitness center are located at...
Reservation, my name is Jess. How can I help you?
Hello, Jess. My name's Cecil. I'm looking to rent a room, please.
Yes,
room
how
for
can
two?
I help you?
Room for two. Well, what can you do there? We're going to rent a room.
Yes, sir. Are you going to make a reservation?
Yes, I am. That's why I'm calling.
For what date, sir?
I'm sorry?
What date?
I cannot understand you. Do you have some sort of silly accent?
Sir, I'm just asking for the arrival date.
The arrival date will be March 7th, 2011.
March 7th?
Yes.
Oh, sir, last Monday?
Yes. I have a time machine. I'm going to test it out and rent a room for me and my life partner, Reginald. We're going to have gay sex in the past. We're going to change history. How would you like to be a part of this experiment? Hello?
And do you need more reservations, sir?
Well, we're going to reserve the for the date in the past. March 7th, 2011. Please,
oh,
two rooms.
We can make a reservation starting today onwards, sir, but not for Monday, of course.
Okay. Well, I'll come in today at 11:45 p.m.
Okay,
about
yes,
1 minute.
Check in anytime.
About 1 minute ago. Hello?
Yes, sir?
What are you doing? Are we going to reserve a room or not? I'm trying to... I just flew in from the UK. I'm looking for a place to stay.
Yes, sir, and that's why I'm checking if
speaking
you have availability.
I'm speaking the King's English, you bastard!
Oh, sir, I apologize. I'm not sure. I don't think you're going to make a reservation.
Ma'am, just make the fucking reservation.
Make the fucking reservation!
A very brief automated survey about your experience with us today. Please press 1.
Wingardium Leviosa, you bastard.
You sound more Australian, to be honest.
Hello?
I think she hung up.
She hung up?
Yeah. Oh.
She might still be there. Alright, I hung up on her.
For good reason. She didn't know how to make a reservation in the past. What if I did have a time machine? She would have made history.
She missed out.
She missed out. I'm gonna butt fuck in the past.
You should call a hotel and see if there's any kind of sex that they don't allow and then describe the most devious sexual acts you can imagine.
Ooh. Challenge accepted. Like try to rent a room and then describe what you're gonna do in the room?
Yeah,
just be like, I just want to make sure that there aren't any additional fees associated with a upside down dirty Sanchez.
Good morning, thank you. This is Robert. How may I help you?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'd like to reserve a room, please.
Okay, let me transfer your reservations, please. Give me one moment.
All right. Fuck you.
Our friendly and attentive staff say.
I hope you heard that. Just transferred a guy that just cussed him out in the last second.
Thank you for calling. My name is Daphne. This is the Holiday Lafayette City Center. How may I help you today?
Hi, hello, Daphne. My name's Cecil. I want to reserve a room, please.
Sure. When will you be arriving, Mr. Cecil?
The first name's Cecil. The last name you can call me Cecil Reginald. It's my full name, please. You can reserve it under that name.
Okay.
All right, no problem.
Sure, not a
problem. I'm going to be reserving a room for... It's funny. I want to reserve a room for next week, Wednesday the 16th. A room for two.
For how many nights, sir?
For about maybe 2 nights.
Okay. Now, how many people will be staying in the room?
Just me and my life partner, Jetty. He's on the line with me.
Hello,
Jetty,
there.
Jetty, are you there? That's my life partner,
hello?
Jetty. Hello.
We're life partners.
Okay.
I just want
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes. So me and my life partner, Jetty, are going to be renting a room. We just flew in from the UK, specifically from Cunningham, and we are going to be stopping by at your hotel. We're just going to ask if there's any additional fees for our room. If we perform several acts of analingus, fist fucking, tongues up the ass. Let's see. What else? Ask to ATM. Are you familiar with ATM, ma'am? It's ass to mouth. Of course, in England, we say arse. A-R-S-E to mouth. Can you write that down? You cunt. You just hang up on me, you cunt. Hello? Monty Python, Big Ben, answer! Are you tracing our number? A big reel-to-reel tape recorder?
Big Ben, answer?
In fact, tracing.
She just totally died.
Did you have a heart attack, ma'am? You resuscitate you with my genitals? No. I think she hung up. Or something. Or maybe she's listening. I don't know.
We'll let her listen. Hey.
We'll let her listen in. Thank you for being Jerry, Link. Really appreciated that.
Anytime, mate.
Better listen in and then call the exact same place and hope you get hurt. It'll be hilarious.
Beep.
She's like getting security.
Oh, good. Send him over. The more men, the merrier. The more cock, the merrier. Oh, send over a man that looks like Ron Weasley. I'll fist fuck him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I bit my tongue.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Hang on, I've got a number. I'm just looking something up.
Okay.
Stay here for meeting. They'll let, like, anyone connect to a room.
Oh, okay. I'll call that next.
That's an awesome American.
Lafayette. This is Andrew. I can help you.
Hello, I'd like to make a reservation. Hello?
I'm here.
I'd like to make a reservation, please.
What night will it be for?
It'll be Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday. Are you a Priority Club member?
No.
Okay. Thursday through Sunday. What kind of room are you looking for?
Is the presidential suite available?
What happened?
I have no idea.
Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to figure out how much it's going to be for the presidential suite.
Okay, thank you. Oh, it is. Do you have a suite available?
Yeah, we will have a suite available.
All right.
I know the rate will be lower on Friday and Saturday than it would be on the Thursday due to the weekend. Our prices do change.
Okay.
Alrighty, what kind of suite would you like, sir? We have the double suites with two beds in it, two queen-size beds, and then we have the king suite. They each come with a couch, pull-out couch, and the microwave refrigerator.
I'll take the king suite, please, for me and my partner. He's actually on the line right now.
Yes, hello.
Okay. So it'll be $156 plus tax on Thursday night, and then Friday and Saturday it'll be $122 plus tax each of those nights.
Right. Well, okay. I do have a question though regarding the fees. Do you add on any additional charges if me and my partner, when we share the suite, when we perform several acts of analingus feasting? And shoving various large objects up our own assholes.
That actually has nothing to do with the rate. Just as long as nothing's broken in the room and there's no smoking.
Oh, but there will be some things. Maybe not broken, but maybe a little bit. Things gunk up the works, so to speak.
Okay, let's see. I know it's a $300 incidental charge if there is anything in the room that is messed up.
Okay. What in the shape do you have? You do have lamps in there, do you? What are the shapes of the lamps?
Of the lamp?
Yes, if you can describe a lamp for me. You do know what a lamp looks like, do you?
Right, I'm just trying to figure out what they are because I know there's different kinds. Let's see. It's an oval shape on the top is the lampshade, and it ovals out onto the base is like an oval as well. The lampshade's like the biggest oval on it.
Ooh. It'll fit in there right perfectly, don't you think, Reginald?
Indeed.
Awesome. We'll take it. Can we just buy the lamp and use it and then not rent the room? Because really, my ass does need a good fucking.
That's a question for the general manager, sir.
Really? Can we bring it up with the CEO? We want to go as high above the corporate ladder to ask if we can shove a lamp up our ass. Can we get President Obama on the phone as well? Because this is very important.
Not here.
Not here. Are you a fan of President Obama?
No, I'm a fan. I just don't really talk to him.
You don't talk to him? Oh, he lives right on the block with me, Reginald. He lives right around the corner.
That's cool.
Yeah, we borrow lamps from him from time to time. But can we come in there and buy a lamp and I could use the lamp to satisfy our various fetishes if we could?
Not that I know of, to be honest, sir.
Not really. Okay. Quite frankly, sir, you're getting a little boring, so hang up. Hang up the phone. Thank you, also.
Okay, well, y'all have a good night.
All right. Well, bug off, you bastard. Go shove a lamp up your ass. Really? He had to hang it for that? I mean...
Holy shit.
I basically said I was going to shove a lamp up my ass, and he was like, well, I don't know. Let's check our records, sir. Let's check our records, man.
Alright, I'm calling...
I gotta give him a gold star for liking Obama, though.
I'm calling that number that you posted.
Thank you for calling the Hilton, Orange County, Costa Mesa.
For reservations, please press 1. For directions, please press 2. For all other inquiries, or to reach an in-house guest, please remain on the line or press 0 for the hotel operator.
Call the lamp department.
Please hold.
Oh, thank you. Transferring me to the lamp department.
Thank you for calling the Hilton, Costa Mesa. This is Carrie. Where may I direct your call?
Hello, I'd like to be transferred to room 621, please.
Sure, my pleasure to connect to you.
Thank you.
Hurry the fuck up.
Well, that was easy. There's a gas leak. Throw your TV out the window.
See?
Hello? Hello?
See?
Ma'am? This is Chris from the front desk. I just wanted to announce that you've won a free pizza from Bristol Palms.
I'm sorry?
You've won a free pizza.
Why?
Just for being a valued guest.
We select some of our guests at random, and we put the we write the name on a piece of paper. We put it in a hat, then we draw the names, and then we select a lucky guest to win a pizza from Ponce. What is it?
Bristol Palms.
Bristol Palms. Yes, you can get Bristol Palms a free extra large pizza with two toppings of your choice. Really? You didn't want a pizza?
Apparently not.
C-U-N-T, you're a cunt.
Did that before and it worked.
I was giving her a whole description of it, too. It's no BS.
Yeah, just say you're from the front desk and that you want a free pizza. And then I gave him a random, like, coupon code. And then you tell him to go to the front desk and give that to them.
That's awesome. Hello? Hello?
Oh, this person called in.
Oh, oh hello.
Hi.
It's me.
You just want a free pizza.
Holy shit.
I have a free pizza.
All you gotta do is shove a lamp up your ass. Be British.
Another?
Hello?
Alright, let's do it.
What the fuck?
What's going on here? Oh, sir, you bastard. Called in, you're not even going to explain why calling into the phone show?
What? I'm the same guy. I just disconnected and then reconnected without spoofing my number this time.
Cool. I'm going to be off. One of my database servers just crashed.
I get it.
Hardin Airport.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you transfer me to room 205, please?
We don't have a 205.
204.
Who are you calling for?
2205.
Who are you calling for?
None of your business.
John.
Who?
We're calling John. Bob Smith. Bob Smith, hang up the phone. That's all. Do as your prankster commands. Hang up the phone.
I'm the pranking.
Thank you. Command all.
All right. See you later.
Feels good to be in control.
Love you.
That's hot.
You too.
Before you.
Oh, he's making so much noise.
After 4 years of being stuffed in a locker, it feels good to be in charge for once.
Oh no, free call's almost over.
What's almost over?
Free call. I'm on Skype. I don't know why I didn't, add the Skype channel.
Can't you just call in, can you just dial in phonelosers.org and get in there for free?
I would do that, but, never used, the free call, so I want to see what it was like one time.
Oh, to kind of test it out?
Yeah.
It's like $3.
Actually, no, I just did a rant.
Yeah.
If you want, I can dial in and we can do the free calls from my account. I'm unlimited free calling wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone's
got any more numbers?
Not really. I don't think I'm going to last much longer at this.
Yeah. Hey, well, Brad, I want to talk to you about something very quickly, though. I do have a radio show in San Francisco at a community radio station. I would love to have you do a phone interview with me to talk about the PLA book.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, just, let me know whenever.
Yeah, just look up PCRcollective.org, and it's a legit. It's like actual. It's like a half coffee station, half radio station. And we do shows from there almost every hour, about 2 hour shows.
Oh, cool.
Mine's on Tuesday, so you can I'll see if I can try to get a hold of you, and then or send you a Facebook message, and then we'll get this thing sorted.
Okay.
Because I've been listening for about 2 years, and it feels good to finally be calling in.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was the Walmart prank call that got me introduced to the PLA, so I want to thank you for that.
Oh, that's great.
Do you have the number for the dude drop in? That guy was funny. The Mr. Tesai.
From tonight?
Not, or did you guys call him in? Or did I miss it? Or because that guy was funny. As soon as you call him stupid, like he'll just go like, fuck you, you son of a bitch. It's like a Japanese guy who in Hawaii. I think Nunu gave you that number when you guys did a Madhouse.
Yeah, I sort of remember that.
Yeah, that was a good one. Really love that one. Somebody was like, let me talk to this Asian man who's stupid. And he's like, hey, fuck you, son of a bitch. And then, it was hilarious.
I remember the sound clip of that.
Yeah. Fuck you. And then he started saying something in Spanish. He was like, you understand? And then they're like, what? That's not even Spanish. Japanese guys speaking Spanish doesn't make any sense. Head almost exploded.
Wow. I've got to hear that.
Yeah, that's a good one. So find the number to that guy and I'll call in again.
Okay.
That guy was awesome.
Next week. Okay, bye. Oh, watch what happens when I call the whole group again.
Thank you for calling.
Holiday Inn Airport West.
For reservations, please press 1.
For directions, Robert, how may I help you?
Press 2.
I'm sorry.
For all other inquiries, or to
reach out, have you.
Please remain on the line, or press 0 for the hotel operator.
Brad, you hang up on everybody.
Up in the club, they're doing drugs. So give them love now.
The atmosphere is hot. The beat is on fire. This club is the shit. All the freaks got the flyers. Tonight is freak night. Real freak night. Cause the freaks come out at night. Cause the lights and bass are tight. All the freaks are coming from miles around. Tonight they're gonna let loose and get down. If you're looking for sexy freaks, you got the wrong place. Tonight is where the Maury Povich freaks come out and play.
Yeah.
This party is the shit, so tell your friends. Even the 1,000-pound man got out of bed. And the lady with scars on all of her body, burning up the dance floor at this gangster party. Sipping Bacardi is the lady with the giant chin, and the fish man's just doing his thing. And the lady with the joint disease is popped and locked. Even the CIA can't get this party stopped. Then some dwarves play the bongo drums, and the 1,000-pound lady's having tons of fun. The beat, the bass, it's in your face. The fog machine's got all the freaks in a daze. They're spazzing out, dripping drool on the hardwood, drooling and shaking, real freaks feeling so good. Then the epileptic guy drops soda from his hands, and all the freaks did the sticky floor dance. Romance is in the air. At the club, freaks let loose all their cares. It's in the atmosphere. Gonna dance with this freak right here. And some chick with cancer rubbed her booty up on me. The radiation from her sweat made me so horny. From the window to the wall, ball sweat's pouring. And the party doesn't stop till 11 in the morning. Real freaks up in the club. So show them love. Don't want no scrubs now. Real freaks up in the club. They're doing drugs. So give them hugs now. Real freaks up in the club. Don't want no scrubs. They're doing drugs now. Real freaks.
Real freaks
up in the club. So show them love. Give them a hug now. Real freaks. Real freaks.
A bridge. Yay.
You ever see a guy with no arms or legs break dance? OMG, you might shit your pants. Coincidentally, many freaks have shat themselves. Who's gonna wipe them? The bathroom elves. LOL, bathroom elves, busy, busy night. Making tips, wiping shits from the freaks' behinds. Amputees in the back, flashing gold. Underage teen midgets are out of control. Whatever, they do what they want. Have sex, run with gangs and freak dance till the break of dawn. The break of dawn, the break of dawn. Maury Povich in the back, eating steak and prawns. Dipping those prawns in A1 sauce. Lobster boys in the back like an A1 boss. He paid the cost with his lobster claws. Living life by the code of the mobster laws. Guess who's in the club fresh out of jail? The Indian dude with giant fingernails. Don't touch his hands, they're super sacred. Everybody's naked, it smells like bacon. There's no faking in this real freak.